And now on Thornbury Radio, Journeyman Theatre Productions presents Bite Size Theatre with I Pledge Thee, written by Tony DeMel and published by Lazy Bee Scripts. When Jeff wants to renew his wedding vows with Rose, things don't go as he expected.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Wright, isn't it?
Hello, Vicar. Thanks for seeing us. Please, call me Jeff and this is my wife, Rose.
Hello.
Lovely to meet you both. Now, I understand you wanted to explore the possibility of renewing your vows.
Jeff is going away on a 3-week golf tour and feels he should do something romantic for me before he leaves.
How nice.
There's really no need.
I'll get a golf tour so you get a new ring. It's only fair.
Right. Well, I suggested we meet here because this is where we would conduct the ceremony. It gives you an idea of surroundings and I can get an idea of the kind of vows you'd like to exchange.
Sounds good.
Excellent. Now, if we could just run through a few particulars. I have your full names and address already. So we'll get straight to the question, shall we?
Okay.
Let's begin with you, shall we, Jeff? Date of birth?
15th of October, 1975.
Occupation?
Sales manager.
Ever been unfaithful?
What?
Ever been unfaithful in your marriage? Affairs, trysts, one-night stands, that sort of thing?
No.
Sure?
Yes. Look, I don't see why you're asking such a question.
Ah. Now, you'll remember exchanging vows at your wedding. When was that again?
The 4th of May, 1998, Vicar.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, my questions are intended to check on how well you've kept your original vows. How have they gone?
Fine, I think.
No doubt you vowed to take Rose, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, blah, blah, blah.
I did.
And are you better or worse?
Sorry?
Better or worse than you were? Not sure, eh? How about you? Richer or poorer?
I'd say poorer at the moment. Jeff just took out a loan for a new car.
I see. And are you currently in sickness or health?
I'm very fit.
Well, you do have piles and problems with excess wind.
Rose?
Poor health. And in percentage terms, how much do you cherish Rose?
100%.
Except Saturdays when he uses his season ticket at the Rovers and his pub nights and 2 or 3 rounds of golf a week. He's really very attentive. Do you mind if we have the vicar put down 70%, darling? That's still very good.
Okay, 70%.
Thank you, Jeff. And finally, would you say you have kept your original vows A, very well, B, quite well, C, not very well, D, badly?
B, quite well.
A, very well.
I think B is fair, darling.
But we vowed for better or worse.
Absolutely, we did, darling. B, quite well, Vicar.
Right, let me just tot up your score, Jeff.
My score?
Yes, you need 10 points or more for me to agree to a renewal of vows. Oh dear, you seem to have come up a bit short, Jeff. Never mind. Perhaps Rose will pull up your aggregate. Shall we run through your checklist, Rose?
Thank you, Vicar.
Now, Rose, have you always stood by Jeff even when you thought he might be being unfaithful with, I don't know, for example, his secretary?
Jane?
Yes. I have always stood by him.
Excellent.
But I've never been unfaithful with Jane.
Really, Jeff, the vicar is just asking hypotheticals.
Oh. Aren't you going to ask her if Rose has ever been unfaithful to me?
Jeff, just look at your wife's innocent face. Such a question would be ridiculous.
I have an innocent face.
Darling, you are funny.
Very good, very good. Now, Rose, a multiple question for you. As a wife, have you been A, excellent, B, fantastic, C, saintly, or D, the very best?
That's a tricky one. I hope it's not boastful to say A, excellent.
Super. Let's just tot up your score.
Why aren't you asking her the questions you asked me?
Oh, I think we have all the information we need, Jeff. So Rose has scored exceptionally highly and that's managed to aggregate your poor showing up to the level where we can go ahead with a renewal of vows, subject to your new vows being of the required standard. I take it you have a draft with you?
You want to hear what I say?
Assess, Jeff. I need to assess what you would say.
Right. Rose, you are a brilliant wife and cook and keep our home really nice. You're my friend, my love and my rock. So renewing our vows, I pledge thee that I will be the husband you want me to be. I'll always be here for you and will protect and care for you and love you for the rest of my days. So what do you think? What does it mean?
Rose?
Well, it's lovely, darling, except...
Except what?
The word friend. You said I'm your friend, but so is Bill Adams and he's overweight and smelly.
What are you talking about?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm perfectly happy you going off to the football with him, or to the pub, or playing golf. But when you say friend, all I can think of is being seen as chubby and having body odour.
No. Right. I'll take that bit out.
And my love doesn't feel right either.
But?
I mean, we haven't done it for quite some while now, have we? Oh, I know that's perfectly common with people of our age. Well, men of your age. But it does feel just a tiny bit odd, your vow saying I'm your love. Well, people know what you mean.
I see. Right, well, I suppose I can reword a bit.
And calling me your rock, it makes me sound like a wrestler.
No, it means I think of you as dependable.
Perhaps an edit there.
Right, fine. My friend, my love, my rock. Gone. But the rest is okay, isn't it?
Jeff is pledging to be the best husband he can be. So what would that entail for you, Rose?
Well, it would be lovely if Jeff took me shopping on a Saturday afternoon.
But the Rovers...
And some cosy evenings in by the fire with me.
Pub nights?
Then it would also be really nice if Jeff would protect me from the daddy long legs and spiders we get in the house.
Rose, you know I have arachnophobia.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'll let it.
So, what do you have left, Jeff?
Rose, you are a brilliant wife and cook and keep our home really nice for the rest of my days.
Lovely, darling.
I agree, quite lovely. Although, whilst it's a beautiful statement, it doesn't actually contain any vowels, does it?
No, but...
But it does say it all, Vicar.
I rather think it does. So, are we agreed we don't need a renewal of vows ceremony in the absence of any vows?
This really has been such a useful meeting, Vicar. We really can't thank you enough, can we, darling?
No.
Perhaps a small donation, given the saving you're making on not having a ceremony.
Darling?
I left my wallet in the car. I'll go and get it.
Well, that went better than expected.
It did.
I feel a bit bad, though.
Well, that's what happens when people are unfaithful in their marriages, Rose. It's only human to feel that way, but at least he doesn't know you're having an affair.
And it would have been wrong to renew vows I was already breaking, so the whole idea had to be sabotaged.
It definitely would have been wrong to go ahead.
I knew you'd help me.
But are you regretting your infidelity, Rose?
Oh, no. Jeff made me a football, pub and golf widow years ago, so I'm just getting my loving elsewhere. And I have to say, the loving I'm getting is heavenly, Reverend. Come on, kiss me before he comes back.
You've been listening to I Pledge Thee, featuring Ian Corns, Peter James and Mandy Aldridge, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow Journeyman Theatre Productions on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back next Tuesday evening on Thornbury Radio.